Welcome to, we're still in the Treyasa, we are Hosea, we're actually the fourth parak now. Here we have Hashem's frustrations with Klal Yisrael. There's no kindness, there's no knowledge of Hashem, and we're referring here to murder, adultery as well, and even theft. Hashem is going to eradicate Klal Yisrael because we're unable to accept rebuke from the Navi. They scold the Navi for what he says to them. This is a new level of stubbornness, to be honest. One of the interesting things about the Ben Sura Umarer, who's the rebellious son, is that many Rishonim learn the Yad Ramah certainly, that really his sin is that in the future he's going to endanger the Jewish people. He's going to be a Rodef, he's going to kill people. He started on his road to addiction, overconsumption of meat, wine, fueling it, stealing from his parents. He's a future rebel. In which case, why is he a future Rodef? In which case, why is he referenced as a rebel from his parents? Why do we talk about the parents? What do they have to do with it? The answer, the Sfarno says in Chumash, is because as long as he has a good relationship with his parents, there's a way back for him. As long as someone can tell the person who's committing the crime, you know what, that's not you, it's not what you should be doing, there's a way back. But if you're not listening to rebuke, if you're unrebukable, so to speak, as the Klal Yisrael are over here, that's a new level of stubbornness. Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, you're ignorant of Torah. Even the Kohanim didn't teach them adequately, even though they're willing to devour their own sin offerings. In other words, they may be doing their own personal responsibilities, but not their responsibilities towards Klal Yisrael. The Kohen, as a result, will not be able to have children. People will not have a life of meaning or connection with Hashem. Wives will not be held accountable for their husband's behavior. Rashi writes that this means they won't be any more Sota waters. Hosea davens that even though Klal Yisrael have fallen greatly, like a cow or an ox that's abandoned its yoke, the Yehuda shouldn't follow suit. Remember, we're in that between period where Yisrael has abandoned, but Yehuda not fully yet. And the Matilas David says, as we know, or the fact that we know, that the kingdom of Yisrael were much worse than that of Yehuda. Finally, Ephraim is referred to as attached to idols. He's vid, of course, helpless, and therefore must be exiled as a result of their disloyalty and idolatry. That's Perek 4, Perek Dalet of Sefer Hosea.